June 20th, a costly trap. Today I'd like to bring up what may be a challenging topic for some of us. That is, the powerful and potentially dangerous snare of money. Think about the biblical account of the rich young ruler. He asked Jesus how he might be saved. And what did Jesus say? Sell what you have and give to the poor. The rich man went away sorrowful, unwilling to obey the direction, at which time Jesus says, it is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to enter into the kingdom of God. Yikes. But would Jesus make this statement? The Bible is filled with examples of very godly and very wealthy people, so Jesus can't be saying that money disqualifies us from heaven. So maybe it has more to do with where we're placing our trust. Today we'll meet a man who can tell us much more about this. His name's Al, and he's here to share with us his true story. On this Unshackled Daily Devotional.
My parents served in Madagascar before malaria and dysentery ended Dad's career. I grew up hungry for wealth, so I went to college, and after serving in Korea, I married my childhood sweetheart and pursued my dreams. I moved fast, motivated by having four daughters to support. Soon I was very successful and gave large sums to the church. Then I bought a seat on the Minneapolis Grain Exchange, but greed is insidious and soon took over my life. It didn't matter that other wealthy people weren't happy. It didn't matter when my attorney tried to warn me. I persisted in my greed. And then I was arrested for mail fraud and theft by swindle and sentenced to 1 year in prison. I had been trusting in myself, driven by greed. And as I sat alone in my cell, knowing I had brought shame on my family, I wondered where I had gone wrong. There in prison, I prayed and dedicated my life to Christ. When I was released, my financial empire was gone, but I had something more valuable, faith in our Lord. He preserved my family and gave me a new career requiring much travel, which gives me the chance to witness to others about the Savior who gave me new life. And today I still visit prisons and county jails, telling inmates about Jesus who set me free.
The Apostle Paul warns in 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 10, for the love of money is the root of all evil, which while some coveted after, they have erred from the faith and pierced themselves through with many sorrows. Friend, what we see is money is not inherently evil, but we must be cautious not to worship it. Money has the ability to develop greed and self-reliance, idols that divert our faith away from God with costly results. So be aware and alert so that your money does not entrap you. Will you consider this truth today? Unshackled, the longest-running audio drama in history, airs on over 3,000 radio stations worldwide. Real people, real-life stories, stirring dramatic accounts of hopelessness and the hope that changes everything. This award-winning program grips the heart with compelling and relevant stories of transformed lives. Without Jesus Christ, we are all shackled by sin, by our wrong choices, disobedience, and selfish motives. But God is at work, and the power of Christ sets us free of our bondage. We are unshackled. Listen to a new devotional every day, and don't forget to tell your friends about Unshackled Daily Devotionals.